720 WGN. There is land that sits just southeast of Chabanaw, about 70 miles west of Chicago, and it was purchased by the Prairie Band years ago, and now it will be governed by the tribal nation, which is now eligible for federal benefits and protections as a result. That all happened about a week and a half ago. Prairie Band Potawatomi becomes the first federally recognized tribal nation in Illinois. Joseph Rupnik is the Prairie Band chairman. Thank you for joining us. So your grandpa was, and I always grew up around here fishing and saying Chabanaw, but your grandpa's name was pronounced differently, correct?
Right. We call it Chabanaw.
Okay. And your fourth generation grandson of the chief?
Correct. He was my grandfather four generations removed.
And so he had left to go do something in Kansas or another state, and while he was gone, that land was sold out from underneath him, right?
Yes. The Treaty of Chicago, when we signed that in 1832, we ceded 5 million acres of land to the U.S. government. And in that treaty, they carved out two sections of land for Chief Chabanaw and his descendants forever. 1834, President Jackson signed the Indian Removal Act, and that act was to have all Indians that were living east of the Mississippi move west. We were rounded up at gunpoint, eventually moved up into Council Bluffs, Iowa, and from there, we took the money that we had from that land purchase or that land sale in Illinois and purchased a 30 by 30 mile reservation, square mile reservation in Kansas. Around 1854, Chief Chabanaw and his family came down to make sure the tribe was settled. Obviously, you couldn't drive or you couldn't make that trip, you know, in 8 hours like you can today. So it took him a while. On his return, he found out that the General Land Office and the state of Illinois sold his land because they claimed he abandoned it.
One of the dirty tricks that they played repeatedly.
Exactly. And, you know, we've heard some of the things where they were saying, well, he tried to sell some of that land. However, there was a law on the books, and it's called the Non-Intercourse Act or the Indian Intercourse Act. And in that act, it basically says that no purchase, grant, lease, or other conveyance of lands or any other title or claim from any Indian or nation or tribe of Indians within the boundary of the United States shall be valid in law or equity unless it be made by treaty or convention entered into pursuant to the Constitution. So essentially, U.S. Congress has to approve any sale, establishment, disestablishment of Indian land. So no one individual can actually go out there and do that.
And so where are we now, in that process right now? Because I know that you're now the first federally recognized tribal nation in Illinois. Where are you in the process with the land?
Well, with the land that we purchased, and we purchased that back in 2006, which is the largest purchase that we made, we reacquired that land. And so we own two homes and 128 acres of farm ground. That was what was actually put into trust by the U.S. government. It's kind of ironic because the U.S. government was supposed to hold that land for my grandfather forever, ended up selling it once he left, and then here today, I conveyed it or signed it back over to the federal government for them to hold it. So hopefully they don't sell it again. But
absolutely.
Anyway,
How many members, quickly, how many members of the Prairie Band Potawatomi Nation?
There are about 5,000 members.
Okay. Here in Illinois or spread throughout the nation?
A majority of them live in Kansas. Our second largest population is in Oklahoma, and the third largest population is in the Chicago area.
Interesting. And so what does this mean to you?
You know, folks have been asking me that the whole time, and you know, my feelings, I don't even know if words can describe that, because we have been fighting this for so long. I didn't even think it would ever happen. 35 years ago, my mother, who was chairperson of the tribe at that time, really started the major push with U.S. Congress to try and correct this historical wrong. Now, 35 years later, we've already taken, or we finally reached a milestone to correct that and get started on the path of us assuming sovereign jurisdiction over the land that we own in Illinois.
And that means it's a sovereign nation. You determine what happens on that land, correct? Or what is allowed?
Cool. Yes, absolutely. So the Prairie Band Potawatomi, we have our own set of law and order codes. One of the things that we do make sure that we have is a pretty strict environmental protection code, you know, because we want to make sure that, you know, there's limited use of herbicides and pesticides. We want to protect the environment. We're going to make sure that that land follows those laws that are established by Prairie Band Potawatomi.
And are there people there that own homes that are not a member of the tribal nation?
There are. And like many Indian reservations across the United States, many are checkerboarded, meaning that non-tribal members own lands within the boundaries of the reservation. Now, we have a bill in the U.S. Congress right now, Senate Bill 1492, and the nation would agree to clear their title. Right now, they have clouded title because that is an Indian reservation, and we would hope that if they decide to sell the land, Prairie Band would get the right of first refusal. But once we clear that title, then they can pass it on and, you know, to their children or whoever else they may feel can take it.
Interesting. It's been an interesting journey for your tribe, and it is interesting that the difference between what your grandfather was forced to do and what you're doing and what is happening, because let's face it, a good amount of this area was occupied by the Potawatomi. Like at the height of the tribe, how many Potawatomi, or at least Prairie Band, well, put the Potawatomi into it, the whole nation, how many people were in this area?
Those numbers are kind of hard to imagine, but at one point during the wars, they were saying there were close to 200,000 warriors there. So you would imagine different family groups and things like that were spread about. Right now, today, there are 13 bands. We're just one of 13 bands of Potawatomi. There are 7 bands in the lower 48, 6 in Canada. So we're still a fairly large tribe.
Thank you so much for joining us, Joseph. We appreciate it. I think it's a great eye-opener for a lot of people, and we'll follow your journey.
Well, thank you. And, you know, I just want to point out one last thing. Illinois has done a lot for the Prairie Band Potawatomi Nation, and they are trying to correct that historical wrong. The lawmakers have filed HB 4718 that would convey that entire state park, which was part of the reservation, to the Prairie Band Potawatomi. I hope that we can get a hearing on that and move that legislation forward.
Thank you so much. I'm sure you'll be back again. Have a great day.
Thank you. You bet.
Lauren's News is next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.